The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I almost got killed by a man with a machete. No, I'm not exaggerating. It's Tuesday. Good morning. I'm alive. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
A little bit of exaggeration. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Is it though? Machete man is real. Am I making this up?
You're not making it up. We ran into a man who had a machete on the street.
I asked DJ Automatic. I said to him, I don't like this street. Can we please not walk down this street? It's the same street that a man nearly stole me.
You guys have two vehicles. Why are you guys walking down streets?
Because we're exercising.
Oh,
We go on really long walks, and sometimes it, you know, takes us into some sketchy neighborhoods.
Ooh, yeah, fun. Well, because Automatic likes this particular street, and one time he left me behind, and a man almost stole me. Luckily, he turned around.
He did not almost steal you.
He did, too.
He walked up on you. He might have just been hitting on you.
No, he was not. Okay. And I started speaking Spanish, scared him away fine, and I said to DJ Automatic, I don't want to walk down this street again. And here we go, and it's dark, Anthony. It's dark. It's like 9 p.m., and I didn't notice because I'm not a good observer. I just walk and I talk and I'm just la la la. And Otto said, Dana, move to the left. There's a man with a machete. And he starts freaking out and he moves me and he's like, actually, you know what? If the man comes after, you're going to have to run because there's not much I can do.
So this guy's pacing in front of this house, looking at his phone with a machete in his hand. And I'm like, obviously he's going through something.
Yes.
No reason to walk towards him. Dana's literally walking towards him as I grab her and I'm like, get on the other side and we go over here. And then I just told her, I was like, if this guy comes after us, just run. Because there's no, what are you going to do if somebody comes after you with a machete?
So did he ever make a move or even like go towards you guys at all?
No.
Oh.
We but went to the
who walks around at night with a machete in the front of their house, like pacing in front of their house?
Who makes up a whole story about being attacked by this man, dude?
I didn't say he was attacked. I said I almost got attacked.
Almost
got attacked by machete man. Anyway.
I did have a friend who got attacked by a guy with a machete one time and ended up in a wheelchair.
No.
He got chopped in the back. He tried to fight a guy with a machete.
Oh,
got chopped
you
in the-
can't do that. So Otto asked me, what would you do? And I said, I guess I would pick up a rock.
I said, run.
All right.
Like, you ain't going to do nothing with that rock.
I like to just believe that this man was attending to his yard and his shrubs late at night.
He was going through it.
Trust me, he was going through
it. We did not want to be a part of that. All right, is there a part of your neighborhood and area of your town that you refuse to walk in? Hit us up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. National Day Anthony A.
All right, something less.
Oh, by the way, Otto said, we won't be walking down the street again.
Man, dude. All right, yeah, let's go ahead and start with the National Vanilla Pudding Day, everybody.
All right, the basis of many great desserts, including banana pudding.
You should take Machete Man, a.k.a. Michael Myers, some vanilla pudding. All right, also National Solitaire Day, too. So shout out to the game Solitaire if anybody ever plays it.
Yeah.
That's where that guy's going to be is in Solitaire if he keeps walking around with that machete.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, man, how many parents know their kid's going to join band and you're like, oh my gosh, the amount of money it costs.
Yo, shout out to my parents for renting my saxophone because they knew it was not going to last too long.
How long did you play a sax, Anthony?
I played the sax for 2 semesters in middle school.
Okay,
I made the mistake of buying my daughter's clarinet. And anybody who's bought a clarinet knows it cost a few $1,000s, and she hasn't picked it up since 8th grade.
It's literally sitting in the closet.
Well, maybe you should use it to defend yourself against Machete Man. That's what you guys can do.
It's not a fair fight.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, there's just certain things you're not supposed to do behind your partner's back. For instance, I got caught. Now, look, it's not a lie.
Tell them what you did, Dana.
Automatic had to take our daughter somewhere. And while he was gone, I thought, you know, I'm going to squeeze in a quick little workout. And I didn't mention it to him.
Before I walked out the door, I said, don't you dare work out without me because I'm going to go do something for our daughter, which you should have been going with me to do.
And you decided to
stay back and work out without me.
Is it the same kind of workout that, you know, you might do when everyone leaves the house?
We work out together.
No. Oh, not that kind of workout?
Not that kind of workout, no. There was no computer involved.
That's gross.
It was an actual real workout.
So I didn't mention it.
One of us needs to work out more than the other.
No,
I'm talking about me, not her.
What did you say right there, dude?
I was referring to myself, not her.
He gets back and then he doesn't say anything that day. The next morning, he said, I can't believe you did it. And I said, what? And he said, work out without me. And I realized he'd looked at the machine.
I went into the garage and looked at her little Bowflex thing and I saw her workout. And I was like, okay. Nice. She didn't even say anything about it.
What was I supposed to say? It was four.
I'm a cheater and a liar.
That is not cheating. That is not, you know what is cheating though? Netflix cheating, which you do all the time.
Here we go. Let's throw it out there, dude.
In fact, when Breaking Bad, when you and I finally decided we're going to binge Breaking Bad, you couldn't wait for me. And you watched the bathtub scene without me.
And then I had to watch the bathtub scene like five times.
Exactly. Because
it's still messing with my mind.
That's what you get. That's what you get. Something else you shouldn't do? Eat out at your partner's favorite place.
Oh.
Without them?
If you're going to go to a restaurant that I enjoy without me?
Oh, it's not happening. It's not. I would never do that to you. However, you did that to me.
When?
You and your DJ friend went and ate tacos at that taco place that I like without me. And then I asked you to bring me tacos, and I swear to God, he said, I forgot.
I'm a little disappointed in you, Dana. You're such a strong, independent woman, but at times, so fragile.
And dude, relying so fragile, on me to provide her happiness, right? Right?
Yeah.
Because that's partner cheating. Now, you don't have to necessarily cheat with another person to cheat on your person. That's the rules.
I think you're taking it a little too serious, okay?
No, I think I'm right, and I think a lot of people are going to agree. Line two, who is this?
My name is Boss Lady.
So would you be upset if your partner watched a show without you?
Oh, yeah, I'd be upset.
Hold on, it's no need to break up over, but let's be honest about things, you know?
The bottom line is lying, no matter if you cover it with sugar, salt, or stuffed lemon, a lie is a lie. But no, you're not supposed to break up over something like that. However, if you're willing to lie about a show, what else are you willing to lie about?
Well, I don't know.
I'm with you on that one.
I snuck a little show in without automatic, and I also snuck a little workout in without him, and he was really mad because we were supposed to work out together.
Who does that? Think about that. You have a workout partner, and then
it was 4 minutes.
It doesn't matter.
If you guys commit to something, I don't care if you guys commit to carrying a raw egg around all day and not bring any. You commit it together, and if you commit to watching the show, working out, or whatever, you have to be honest and truthful with it. You can't close and you can't just go off and do your own thing.
I told you, Adam. No. I told you.
I'm sorry that you just don't have the moral fiber that I do.
Oh, give me a
and
break.
The lady here
give
on the
break.
Phone.
No, and you're agreeing with him. You think I'm wrong? It was 4 minutes.
Yes, you're wrong.
It was 4 minutes.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you this. I watched the show without my husband. Well, I didn't watch it. I started to, and then I was like, ooh, I know he's gonna be feeling some type of way. So let me not even. And so I go in. I'm sitting down, about to get the show ready, and he goes, oh, I just want to let you know I caught clips of the show, blah, blah, blah. And I just looked at him like, I knew I should have watched that damn show.
You're like, I don't even know why. I waited for your ass. Oh, sorry.
So it's like a pick and choose, you know, choose your integrity, which is connect together.
What is it you can't stand that your partner does behind your back that you know they know better that they should not be doing? It's cheating, but not that kind of cheating. You know what we mean. Conversation continues online at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's been a lot of great things that you can add water to, and it creates things like hot chocolate.
Mm.
Or Kool-Aid. What about powdered beer? No! Supposedly it's a good thing. Scientists in Germany have created powdered beer. Now, at first it was just non-alcoholic. Now they've transitioned to alcoholic beer. Why would they do this? Because making beer emits a lot of harmful pollution into the environment.
I see what they're striving for, but Americans are just going to sniff this. You can't give Americans party powder and expect them to like make up a drink. Nah,
especially
bro.
Especially if it's going
to
make you feel drunk.
Yo, imagine that. I can already hear me in my home is going, bruh, have you tried doing this? And I'm
I was on the kidding.
If I could powder anything, I would powder pizza.
Powdered pizza. You want
to just add water to it?
Yes.
Okay, if I could powder anything, I'd powder my love life. That's what.
Just add water.
Yeah, just add water, dog. Just mix it up, dude.
Well, speaking of powder, an AI company plans to offer a service called Seance AI.
Seance?
Yes, where people will get a chance to have a conversation with someone in their life who has passed.
Ooh.
How in the world do you chat with...
Okay, so here's the idea. That the bot gets the info from the living people and how they talked about them, the words and phrases that they used to create a conversation that feels like the real thing.
But it's not the real thing.
No. Would you guys be interested in doing something like this?
Negative. Call me old school, but I'm going to stick with the traditional seer or psychic for this job right
and
here.
And not just that, but you already know that the conversations with your own family are difficult enough, and now you're having a fake conversation? does not sound like something that I want to do.
What about yourself, DJ Automatic?
God forbid anything would ever happen to my wife. Dana Cortez here. But I would love the chance to program her and what she says.
You couldn't change this even if I was dead. Okay? You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. That's right. Oh my God.
All right. From the pearly gates where people go to the place they might see before they get there. A church in Philadelphia was being torn down, so they decided to have a liquidation sale. And a man paid $6,000 for some cracked church windows. But turns out these windows were actually Tiffany Company windows and worth over $500,000, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Investment.
The press actually asked him, you know, who knew about this, and his response was, God did.
God did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's five rules for dating and marrying rich, and I've got them according to a psychologist who's known as a Cupid of Silicon Valley. So if you want to date rich or marry rich, turn your radio up. In case you missed it, three stories you need to know. I go last, DJ Automatic.
The Ozempic craze, aka the skinny shot, it's not going away anytime soon. Addiction researchers have found out that not only does it help you lose weight, but it also helps stop addictions. So you know how you get dopamine hits when you have alcohol or cocaine or oxycodone and that your brain is telling you this feels good, basically?
Oh, no. Yeah, dude. All right. I mean, you don't get the dopamine hits.
One out of three.
I get dopamine hits all the time, dog.
So the Ozempic actually makes that dopamine hit feel less, so it makes it less addictive. Just like with the sugary foods or, you know, sweet.
So it basically takes the seasoning out of my life is what you're telling me.
It takes the seasoning out the drugs. It doesn't make make your body feel as much addiction towards it.
So what Dr. Franco explained to us in his office was that when you drink, you feel it faster. So you drink less. When you're eating, you feel full faster. So you eat less. Maybe it applies to other drugs, but that's according, I don't know, that's what he told us.
According to this study, to these, you know, addiction research people, they're saying that you get smaller dopamine hits from alcohol, cocaine, and even oxycodone that you would have gotten if you weren't taking.
It's the same thing, what you're saying with the dopamine. Yes, you feel the dopamine quicker, so you don't need more. So eventually, you don't need it at all. You're saying it with fancy words. But what Dr. Franco said is, you eat less. And I remember his girlfriend told me, when we go out for margaritas, you're going to have half of one. I said, oh, damn, that means I'm going to have a sip. Because I can't even drink a whole margarita. So you must feel that high so much faster because it's regulating the sugar. I love the skinny shot.
This is a great thing. Have you had any of those fillings, Dana Cortez, since you've been on the show?
Since I started doing the skinny shot, I'm down 8 pounds and I can't eat as much junk and I don't want to. It's weird. Automatic started it and he's like trying to still eat crappy. And what happens?
I just feel like crap all the time. It's weird. You feel awful.
It's training your body to eat less and do less bad things. There, without all the fancy talk.
All right, we're going to shift gears a little bit. And in case you missed it, U.S. News and World Report ranked Green Bay, Wisconsin, the best place to live in America this year.
What? Have you been to Wisconsin?
No, I haven't, DJ Automatic. And they've
only T-Pain has.
They've rated it off value, quality of life, and the job market, plus, I guess, the overall morale of the city.
Isn't it cold there?
It is.
It's a little bit cold.
I mean, the only thing they got going on there is beer and the Packers.
And I don't like either one of those things, so why the hell would I be moving to Wisconsin?
Riley and Durham, North Carolina, along with Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida, rounded up the rest of the list.
If I was going to live in any city in the United States, any place I wanted, it would be one of the islands in Hawaii.
Ooh.
That, to me, sounds like a beautiful place to live. Wisconsin, not so much. All right, in case you missed
Dana,
it.
What about the cheese curds?
No. I know what a damn cheese curd is. All right, so in case you missed it, Amy Anderson, who is a psychologist and relationship expert, says there are five rules for dating and marrying rich. Number five, be prepared to sign a prenup and an NDA.
Oh.
Because if you marry somebody with more than you, you don't want to split that down the line. Now, we hope that everything works out.
Is that a great way to start a relationship,
more than
though, with a business deal?
More than 50% of marriages end in divorce. You got $100
million. I guess you got to protect your money.
Protect your assets. Number four, have your own personal life. anyone who's successful doesn't want someone else who's dependent on them.
Well, it's hard to do that when you're poor. Am I the person marrying a rich person, or I'm the rich person in this marriage?
You're poor, Anthony.
I'm poor. Then yeah, dude. Yeah.
But you have your own life.
I do.
As an impoverished single man.
Let me find a rich wife. That's going to be our life. I'm going to be right next with you. What are you talking
We're
about?
We're going on the jet together.
Yeah, we are.
That's right. I'll bring my old Samsonite luggage with me. Number three, you may need to be discreet. Affluent people value privacy and tend to live a lifestyle that they don't want to draw too much attention to.
That's why when I see people wearing logo shirts and lots of chains and gold on them, I'm like, they're probably poor.
Number two, stay grounded. Don't let their wealth drive you too crazy,
Dude.
Anthony.
We're pulling up in Automatic. The Rolls Royce or going off this on the jet. Like, you can see my head get like this.
You're married to me. Why are you imagining being married to a rich person, Otto?
Because we can all dream, Dana, okay?
You just talked about the NDA. You're already thinking about divorce and you're supposedly in love with me. I can't hold you. Anyway, the number one thing is that you need to have your own set of accomplishments. Rich, wealthy, successful people are looking for successful people. Doesn't mean you have to be rich.
We don't want to carry around dead weight. Notice how I said we.
Yeah.
69% of this woman's clients are women looking for wealthy men.
69.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny, definitely one of the biggest artists in the world. And Lil Uzi Vert's a big artist. So is Frank Ocean. Why are these three in the same story? I'll tell you right now. I got audio too. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by NHTSA. Click it or ticket. Famous people's birthdays. Aunt
Trinidad Cardona is celebrating his birthday. Hey. Steve Lacy and James Charles.
Jennifer Lopez's mother put her foot in her mouth. So J-Lo's doing press for The Mother, new movie. And the
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, it really is a good movie. And the interviewer from Access Hollywood informs her, did you know that your mother prayed for you and Ben Affleck to get back together for 20 years? And a visibly uncomfortable Jennifer Lopez answers this.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
No. When we were together 20 years ago, my mom really liked Ben. She loved Ben. We all did. And so maybe she did. I don't know.
She wanted to get out of that question right away because it's disrespectful to their children. It's disrespectful to both their exes because they each had a lot of relationships in between.
I just want to know what's up with J-Lo's mom. You think she's available? I'm trying to get in that, dog. I'm trying to get in that. That's a fountain of youth right there.
Look at that swag alone. She yeah. is beautiful, though. Have you seen her, mom?
Think about it, dude. She's the one who birthed J-Lo. Imagine
what. She puts her on stage. She's dancing, doing the song.
She's not fertile anymore, Aunt.
Leave her alone,
Even
Anthony.
Better, bro.
All right, now we're going to talk about Megan Fox, arguably one of the most beautiful women in the world. However, she says she suffers from body dysmorphia. She was in Sports Illustrated magazine, and she goes on to talk about how much she just does not love her body, even today.
There's never a point in my life where I loved my body. Never, ever. When I was little, like, that was an obsession I had of, like, but I should look this way. And why I had an awareness of my body that young, I'm not sure. And it definitely wasn't environmental because I grew up in a very religious environment where bodies weren't even, like, acknowledged.
So if Megan Fox feels a little uncomfortable by her body, it's okay. We all do.
Yeah, but it hurts my heart because they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And Megan... Are you blind?
She's beholden by a lot.
Yeah, dog.
My husband never puts nothing about gossip up. The day that Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox supposedly split, there goes Automatic throwing up the memes.
They had to go get back together.
Gosh, because she's just gorgeous. That's another topic another day. Finally, we're going to wrap it up with Bad Bunny, Frank Ocean, and Uzi Vert. Bad Bunny's new song, Where She Goes, which, by the way, I absolutely love, features these two and a lot of other famous artists in the video. Bad Bunny's gone Hollywood. Or has Hollywood gone Bad Bunny?
I think the first statement was true.
You think so?
Yeah, I just feel like he's hanging out with a different crowd. He's acting different.
People are close friends of Kendall Jenner. You're right.
Hopefully he's able to not go to Hollywood.
Why?
We saw what happened with Kanye. Sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, you answered why. There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you like to mix your condiments? When I say that, like, do you like a little mustard with your mayo? Or maybe a little ketchup with your ranch. Mm-hmm. Something big is coming for you. Food news is grand today inside Hottest Hashtags. This is Tuesday. Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
I'm going to start with a movie hashtag, Fast and Furious Fast 10. Number one at the box office, $67.25 million. Is this the longest running franchise?
Successful? That's a question for Google.
I mean,
it's got to be, though, or close to it.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 took second with $32.89 million.
Big movie weekend.
Yeah, big movie. And third, Super Mario Brothers.
That's wild that it took Jason Momoa and Vin Diesel and Ludacris to knock out Super Mario
and Luigi. Cartoon, have you seen Fast 10? Let us know what it's all about. Hit me up now on the phone lines. They're open. Food News DJ Automatic.
Heinz Ketchup has a new machine they're putting out. It's called the Heinz Remix. And what it does is it allows you to mix your condiments inside the machine.
It does it for you.
It does it for you, yes. And so the people at Heinz actually have a connection to these machines, and they're going to start putting out flavors based on the concoctions that you make.
So the most popular will be at the grocery store eventually.
So if you want your ketchup super spicy, you can make it super spicy. If you want to make your ranch have, mustard in, you can have mustard in it. Yeah. There's 200 different concoctions that you can come up with.
We went to a game recently. I accompanied my husband, DJ Automatic, and I noticed him doing ketchup and ranch, and I thought, all right, I'm going to try that. That was awful. I should have never tried that.
The ketchup was for the fries. The ranch was for the chicken nuggets.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know. I was trying to mix them. I was like, God, this is gross.
I like a lot of hip-hop songs. Condiments don't need remixes. I think we should just leave the originals.
I'm here for the Heinz remix.
Ketchup being ketchup, you know what I'm saying?
And now we've got Heinz all up in our business, too. Like, what in the world?
Everybody's stealing your info.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with Vanilla Pudding Day. All right, that's something you don't mix with anything.
Yeah. What do you mean? Anything. You mix it with everything.
It's
like the base of every great dessert.
Maybe I'm just boring. All right, we also have National Buy a Musical Instrument Day for everybody pursuing a band or orchestra. Shout out to orchestra people, too.
Your kid's
going to
make you spend a lot of money, and they're going to quit in 6 months.
So rent it. All right. And it's also National Solitaire Day. Has the game, not the jail.
Well, I like solitaire, the game, but I also like being alone. Being an only child, I really appreciate my alone time. Do you like doing something alone, DJ Automatic?
I like to work on music alone.
Because
if it sucks, nobody else can hear it.
Okay. Anthony, anything you like to do when you're alone?
I just like doing myself when I'm alone.
Bound chicka wow wow.
Yeah, remix that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was breaking down how to be compatible when you marry a rich person, all right? And DJ Automatic just had to go and say this right here.
Number two, stay grounded. Don't let their wealth drive you too crazy, Anthony.
We're pulling up in the Rolls Royce or going off on the jet. Right. You can see my head get like this.
You're married to me. Why are you imagining being married to a rich person, Otto?
Because we can all dream, Dana, okay?
That is right. We can all dream. But what we're going to do right now is tell you how to turn those dreams into reality. We're going to give you a few tips on how to attract a wealthy woman. I was welcoming two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment on the Dana Cortez Show. And my name is Anthony A. And yes, I've secured the bag a few times. All right. With wealthy women. Now, they definitely.
Not for long enough.
Not for long enough. They catched me and then they released me back into the streets where I belong. But nevertheless, though,
they catched you.
What? Yeah, to catch me, right, dog? And I do remember going over to this chick's house, bro, and I was so blown away that she lived by herself, but she had two beds in two different rooms. I was like, whoa, you are...
That's wealthy to you?
That's wealthy to me, dog. That is rich to me.
Her bed wasn't even on the floor.
Her bed was not even on the floor, dude. I was like, yo, Automatic, you are now happily married.
Yes.
Have you ever, prior to your marriage, have you ever, hooked up with a woman and been like, dang, she has way more money than me?
I'm sure I have. But we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about that right now. What we're going to do is help other homies bag that rich, successful, independent woman and treat her right. The first thing you want to do, homies, is you want to dress sharp.
A well-dressed man can get into many a
room. That's right, dude. And it's not all about what you have on, but how you coordinate it all and the little fine touches, get a belt. Iron your clothes. Wear clean clothes, all right? Don't do the sniff and go.
Nice watch.
There you go. Next one is be relaxed and nonchalant in her presence.
Oh, you can't be pressing up on her and asking her about how much money she's got or what she's going to spend her money on.
Exactly. And odds are if she's a boss chick and has all this bread, she's used to a lot of intense meetings and stuff. And you're just relaxed. You're her calmness. You're her center, all right? And also, you want to play a little bit of hard to get with her.
Is that how you do it, Ant?
That's how I do it, dude. Yeah, I dangle the carrot a little bit, baby. All right. The second thing is compliment her on her personality traits, not just, you know, the material.
Not just
thing.
Her bank account.
Not just the bank account or, you know, the fake things on her chest. Just compliment her on, you know, what's going on inside of her heart. And the last thing I'll leave you with is manners maketh the man.
Oh. Ooh. So basically the way to land a rich woman is the exact same way to land any other woman. Because I don't hear anything here that I didn't know before.
I guess kind of just don't act broke.
So that's the trick. Don't act broke.
Don't act broke.
And don't ask her how much money she's got.
Don't ask her how much money she got. And remember, no matter who you're dealing with, manners will always make the man, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.